Go ahead, Dominic.
I have a question. Why didn't the whole revolution happen? It didn't explain that.
It didn't explain it in the story. Okay. So I'm going to ask, do I have somebody who thinks they can answer that question? And if you think you can answer the question, can you raise your hand quietly and not shout out? Because maybe you know, if not from that story, from something else. Yes, Stephanie.
This is probably just a guess. It probably happened because some of the England or Britain people did not want to follow the rules that the king or queen said.
Okay, so some of the British people or some of the British people in the colonies?
Oh, no.
Not quite sure. Okay, fair enough. Okay, do I have someone else who either wants to ask another question or try and answer that one about what was causing the Revolutionary War? Nadia?
Okay, it's a guess, but I think it's because since people from England didn't want to listen to the rules from the king and queen, they moved to the United States, and then the queen of England wanted to take over the United States, but I think that's how the American Revolution started.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, and I'm going to ask you to give me a silent response first, yes or no. How many people have ever gotten tired of rules and maybe having to do chores for an allowance? Okay, a yes. Okay. And I'm seeing about at least half, maybe closer to two-thirds of you. Do you think it was like that, Trey? Do you think it was like that for the colonists?
Kind of.
Okay. So kind of like that. Okay. Do I have any other questions or comments ever about this? Okay. Reuben, this time you got one?
Go for it.
Why did the Patriots want not to follow the rules? Because they did not explain if they had got tired of it or if they wanted to make their own rule league.
Interesting question. Does anybody feel like they could answer that one about why did the Patriots feel like they had to? Do you have an answer to that or another question?
I'm trying to tell him that Reuben's actually wrong because mixed truths in the dictionary, Julius and I, we were looking up the word Patriots, and it said that the people do not want to follow the rules. That don't mean they do want to follow.
You said, why not? I know.
Yeah. Okay, I've got some other people talking. I'd love to have you participate. Alex?
I don't want to participate.
You just want to shout out? Because you were saying some really intelligent stuff, and I'd like to hear you participate.
I have a question or nothing.
But what were you saying about Patriots? Do Patriots follow the rules or not follow the rules? Or?
They follow the rules.
Do you think maybe they want...
They didn't say if they got tired of it or nothing.
Okay.
And they left in the boat.
Okay. Patriots had also left in the boat.
Can I finish up with Alexis and then I'll come back, Alex?
Yes. It's a question. How did the revolution stop?
How did the revolution stop? So we've got that, but right now we're going to have Alex. Is this about Patriots and rule following?
It's about the story.
And what is it? Go ahead.
They said that to get a message passed on, they had to ride horses, and it took like weeks and stuff.
Okay, so we have another comment about how long it took to get information around. Can I ask you, can we go back to the rules thing? Do you think maybe because have you studied the one about the Declaration of Independence?
No.
Or did they talk about that?
Yes, of course.
No, Did they talk about, have you talked about the Constitution?
Yes. Yes.
So you've talked about the Constitution. Yes. Are those like rules?
Yes, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe they want rules when they're patriots, but do they want...
No, I don't think they want it to follow the rules.
But which rules do they want to follow?
The ones of their own. They want it to, like, have their own... They want it to have their own rights.
Yeah. So...
They didn't want to follow the king and queen's rules. They wanted to have their own rights to do whatever they want. So they left on the ship, the boat. Like a big ship like the Titanic.
Okay. Well, I think even were the ships the same back then?
Huh?
Were the ships the same?
No.
This is just a guess, but I think they're made from wood.
Yeah, so the ships are round, but they're made from wood. Now we have, Alexis, what was your comment? It was about...
They surrendered?
Yeah, they surrendered.
Yeah.
Thanks, don't make yourself cool.
Okay. So, I have another question here from Maria. What is it?
I still don't get it. Did they, like, it took 6 years, but did they rest, or I don't get it.
Were they fighting the entire 6 years, or did they stop? I'm going to ask somebody over here who hasn't had a chance. Giancarlo, do you think they were fighting the entire 6 years or on and off?
No, I think they were fighting on and off because I don't think it's possible for somebody to fight 6 years in a row.
Okay. I'm going to ask over here, Melinda, do you think they were fighting 6 years straight or on and off?
On and off.
Jackie, can I ask you a question? We talked about how long it took to travel around, right?
I don't even know.
Who was it, though, who was talking to me about how long it took to travel places? Somebody was. Was it Maria or Dominic?
I bet it took 200 miles, remember?
Yeah.
In the book? No, with the horse.
That was about as far as they could go. So do you think if it took them a long time just to go 20 miles and 200 miles, do you think they were able to fight all the time, or do you think it took them a while to move around?
I think it had to take them a while to move all around.
Okay. So the fact that they couldn't travel very fast probably made it take a long time, right? Yeah, two weeks to go 200 miles. Was that what it was? So, Maria, tell us about that. It took...
2 weeks to send that message.
200 miles. Okay. So, right now we need to start getting ready. I'm going to go over and stop this.